California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says his state has been plagued with dirty air long enough. That's why he says he'll sign an executive order requiring cleaner fuels for vehicles in California. Schwarzenegger made the announcement tonight during his State of the State speech in Sacramento.
We are not waiting for politics. We are not waiting for problems to get worse. We are not waiting for the federal government. We are not waiting, period. Because the future does not wait.
California would be the first place in the world requiring lower carbon fuels in auto fuel, and it could have a big effect on the rest of the country. But that is just one of the big ideas in Schwarzenegger's speech tonight. Joining us now from Sacramento is NPR's Ina Jaffe. And Ina, first tell us about this new cleaner fuel plan. What does Schwarzenegger have in mind?
He wants to cut the carbon content of fuels used in cars by 10% by the year 2020. And because transportation accounts for 40% of California's greenhouse gas emissions, this could be a significant reduction. Also, they think that this will spur the development of alternative fuels, ethanol, natural gas, hydrogen, electricity, biodiesel, whatever, and that there'll be more development of these fuels because people will realize that there will be a market for them.
Well, what impact could the new fuel standard have outside California?
Well, you know, when California passed a law requiring reduction of greenhouse gas emissions from automobiles, 10 other states passed similar laws. And as the governor said tonight, as California goes, so goes the nation. He was extremely critical of the lack of attention paid to global warming by the federal government, and he's hoping that California will set an example.
Governor Schwarzenegger also talked about rebuilding California's infrastructure. Any specifics there?
Well, you know, they passed around $40 billion worth of bonds in this last election to build schools, to repair levees, to build and repair highways. And he says that was just a down payment, that California needs more. He's proposing more than $40 billion worth of borrowing again. A lot of that will have to be approved by the voters. And he's particularly emphasizing prisons. California has 172,000 prisoners housed in space for just 100,000. And they're sleeping in gyms and hallways. And there is a threat by the federal courts to take over California's prison system. And so the governor says we've got to build more prisons.
Now, yesterday, the governor made news by saying that he wants to make sure that every Californian has health insurance, even if they're here illegally. Anything more on that tonight?
You know, he really didn't discuss it in detail. He was applauded for the scope and the ambition of the program that he presented. And tonight he said, I know that the Democratic leader in the Assembly has proposed a health care program, and the Democratic leader in the Senate has done that, and everything is on the table. And he really focused more on just the feeling that is surrounding this issue now. And let's listen to him talk about that.
You can feel that the time is right. As a matter of fact, both leaders have said to me that we will get this done. My Republican friends said we will get it done. Ladies and gentlemen, we will get it done.
Schwarzenegger's always said he was a salesman, and the thing that he's selling right now is bipartisan cooperation. It got him through the last year. He's hoping it gets him through the next one.
Well, thank you, Ina. That's NPR's Ina Jaffe reporting tonight from Sacramento, where Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger delivered his State of the State speech.